This is President Barack Obama.
Oh.
And you're listening to Atomicast.
Oh, honey.
With your hosts, Tim and Shay.
Oh, honey, please.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Atomicast. I'm Tim.
Please don't.
I'm Shay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Shay.
You sure are Shay.
I'm sure.
And this is still Atomicast. I already said that, but it still is Atomicast.
Are you high?
Yeah. No. But Shay, how would they reach out and touch us if they chose to
touch
us?
Dude, I wish they'd touch me. You know, that sounds sexy.
I do like to be touched.
Oh, yeah?
Not by you.
Is that your leg? Is that your leg?
Yes. It's making me really uncomfortable.
They can email the show at atomicast1@gmail.com.
Or call the voicemail, 832-819-3867. That's 832-819-DUMP. Social media stuff.
All the good stuff.
Atomicast.com.
Listen to classic Atomicast episodes and something.
Radio.atomicast.com for classic episodes. Yeah. And listen live.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Live, Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock Central.
Oh, yeah.
We're also broadcasting on rockincomedyshow.com, and we're in the chat room.
Of course.
As per usual.
Come join us.
We are lonely.
Lonely guys. As that's why usual. We do a podcast where we just talk to each other.
We should also pimp the other networks that we're on, shouldn't we? While we're pimping networks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we should. We're on More Like Radio. You can find them at morelikeradio.com.
And the Drunken
I'm not good at pimping shit.
Me either. Drunken Zombie Podcasting Network at Drunken Zombie.
We haven't talked about them in a very long time.
Drunken we just talked Zombie. About them last week, didn't we?
Wolford's
Fat Contest?
Yeah, but not the network itself.
Oh, yeah.
I think we mentioned it like once when they listed
network.
Us. And then, yeah.
I appreciate Wolford inviting us onto it, but they're like all pop culture and like horror and sci-fi and wrestling and stuff that we don't really talk about at all.
Yeah, we are less so that.
I feel like we're the outcasts of that group.
Yeah, we don't really fit in with them.
Yeah.
We're the rebels. we have a cause.
That is the perfect word. Rebels.
Our cause is to get listeners.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
So I'm going to break it up, Timmy.
Okay, what are we doing? Oh, we're drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, chug a lug.
Because I'm drinking again tonight, baby.
Chug a lug.
This thing is fucking full of whiskey and vodka. And, Orchata.
It sounds like the fucking worst drink of all time.
God. It's like, how quickly do you want to throw up?
Or fuck, who's that 90s band that sang that song? He drinks a whiskey drink. He drinks a vodka drink. He drinks a vodka drink.
Oh, God, I want to kill you.
He drinks a cider drink. He sings the songs that
I'm
going to
murder you.
Fucking
shit.
He sings the songs that remind him of the best
of times. Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba, Tub Thumping.
Oh, I hate
you. There you go.
Oh,
there
I you hate go. You so much.
I didn't know that's...
Why would you do that?
What?
Why would you do that?
What? Pop quiz?
Put that song in my head.
Pop quiz, Hotshot.
Dude, that's the song that you never get out of your head ever. Oh. It took years to get that out of my head.
That's your fault for saying a whiskey drink and a vodka drink. That's where else am I supposed to go with that?
Nowhere. You could just stop.
Yeah. Drinks a cider drink?
I get knocked down. I get up again.
You're never gonna get me down. Keep me down, maybe? I don't know. I forget that song.
I don't give
that's a good
shit.
Song. Good little song though.
Fuck them.
Good 90s band.
Yeah, fuck them.
But you're a filthy fucking liar, Shay. You're drinking a Diet Pepsi like usual.
I am.
How's your month of non-drinking experiment going?
My niece's Freedom Cup. It's good.
We need an update. Is it, yeah.
I still have not drank.
Yeah.
So that's this is the third episode in of not drinking. I'm sure you could probably hear a little bit in my voice. There's some clarity to it.
We talked about it at lunch, a little bit of clarity of thought.
Yeah, yeah, really.
The fog is cleared from your brain.
Yeah, dude, really. Like,
how does your liver feel?
You know, funny, like, I kind of bitch about not pooping enough. And I think it has to do with me, like, not drinking.
No more beer shits?
Yeah, that's the thing. I think I'm just used to alcohol shits every day.
Yeah.
Not every day, but...
I know what you mean.
Yeah, so
they
frequently.
Clear the pipes out
I know,
a couple of days, yeah.
And now that I'm not doing it, it's like I'm like, God damn, how much coffee can I drink this morning just to shit good?
Right.
There's
shit well.
I don't know.
Superman shits good. You shit well. I think. Isn't that grammatical?
Yeah, I don't think they use it in that context, so I don't know
dude.
The example.
Whatever.
I don't know. I only know specific examples.
Gotcha.
And I don't know that one. But, yeah, it's better. It's good. It's a good life.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we went to Old Chicago for lunch. And
free lunch from this guy.
Dude, I got my $5 for next time. I need to go get more gift cards.
Yeah.
But, like, we were there, and easily could have had a beer with lunch.
Yep.
And it was so fucking nice out today. I took my dog out at like, I don't know, 2:30. And oh my God, so fucking beautiful out, like in the sun. And he just sat down. He just sat down there and like looked up at the sun, and I was like, okay, we can do this for a little bit.
But you sat down with him, or you stood there?
No, I just stood there. I just basked in the sun.
Yeah,
it was nice. But
and smell the roses, dude. Sit down with him.
Yeah, I should have, but I'm not gonna do that because I don't trust that grassy area. But anyways, it made me think back to a couple weeks ago when we went and got beers on that perfect Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah,
and it was like, God damn, we could easily go do that again right now, but. But no, it's good.
Yeah.
I feel better. May 1st, I think, is a Friday, actually. So whenever the next episode after that, I'll probably have a drink.
Okay. But so you're just going to reintroduce it slowly back into your schedule, just one night a week or so, one or two.
And like we talked about earlier, not the binge drink stuff. Yeah. I think that's more so my problem. When I drink, I just get drunk.
It's easy to do. Once you get two or three beers in you and it starts flowing, it's easy to just keep drinking the beers.
I know. It really, really
especially
is.
Especially with the fucking Bud Light you drink, you idiot.
I know.
It goes down like water. You don't even taste it. It just chug-a-lug.
I can kind of taste it, and it tastes like shit. It tastes like piss. It's just straight piss.
Yeah.
But some of those better beers that you like taste like piss to me too.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, you got to be selective of them. But like, I like a good stout, a good thick stout.
I don't like the
delicious.
I like crisp, thin.
So good.
Yeah.
But they're challenging to drink. You got to drink them slower.
Yeah.
And that helps.
And I understand that, but I like the thin drinks.
Yeah.
The lighter drinks. I just do. I like that kind of beer better. It's not just Bud Light. Bud Light's just what I'm used to. But even like Dos Equis, they have a. A lager and an amber, and I prefer the lager to the amber.
Yeah.
You know, I just like that light.
Man, you're a bit of a puss.
I don't care.
Bit of a pussy.
You know what? It gets the job done, so fuck yourself.
Yeah. I've cut down to once a week. I did not do so hot at that last week, although to my credit, one of the nights I had a drink, I just had one drink. That doesn't count. That doesn't even count.
I mean, it
just one beer? That's not even a beer. One is zero.
But you're the one that is trying to cut yourself down to once a week, so you get to decide if that counts or not.
I decided it did not count.
Even though, I mean, you still had the beer.
No, because one is zero, Shay. We just established that. Okay. Were you not listening when I declared that one is zero?
No.
Okay, one is zero.
Oh, I don't think that's how numbers
so,
work.
I did not have beer because one is zero.
Well, I think one is infinitely bigger than zero. So.
Well, that's just like your definition of it, and that doesn't really have any. It's just semantics.
Well,
you know?
I mean, it's mathematics.
Well, you know, it's just opinion, really, is what it.
I mean, it's
comes
not
down
though.
To it, though.
It's not. I mean, it's been mathematically proven with formulas.
I'd have to see a paper on that. I need a citation.
You just really couldn't, because the number would be too long to fit on paper.
Well,
it's infinite.
Well, if it can't fit on paper, I'm not going to believe it.
Well, you read on a computer all day, so there's no paper.
Fair enough. All right, we're done with this discussion.
I know.
I had a couple beers on Friday. Haven't had a beer since, and I poured up myself a nice glass of whiskey tonight.
Yep.
Took a sip or two. Just wasn't feeling it, dude.
Yeah.
Just wasn't going down great. I poured it back in the glass, or poured it back in the bottle.
You know,
sticking to my bottled water tonight.
Wolford commented on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Saying that
you're an alcoholic,
but as much time as
you have a problem,
as much time as we've spent on it on the past three episodes,
yeah,
it kind of seems like maybe we both are. Just the way we're talking about it enough that, like,
you know, my deal is not like the foggy brain or like the binge drinking or the puking or the stuff. It's really just I just need to lose weight, and I waste a lot of calories on drinking,
right?
That I don't need to,
yeah,
and it's just sort of silly, but. And yeah, sometimes if I overindulge a little bit, I have a little bit of a foggy brain the next day.
Yeah.
And really, it even makes me make bad decisions the next day.
Mm-hmm.
If I drink a little too much, I wake up and I just think, like, I want McDonald's breakfast.
Oh, my God.
I just want, like, an
Egg
McMuffin.
Greasy.
Yeah. And so it just makes me make stupid decisions the next day, too.
Right.
So I just...
That's true.
Yeah. And I find I sleep better. Yep. I have a little more energy.
Yep.
And, you
pep
know...
Pep in your step.
Little pep in my step. I don't miss it, really.
Yeah.
I still enjoy a drink or two. It still sounds good a lot, but
it's fun to drink and do, you know, shit when you're drinking. It's just a fun thing to do, but when you're not drunk, it feels way better than, like, being hungover. So that, like, one night of fun, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Other than it feels so good to not drink, it makes you not want to drink.
Yeah.
I think is essentially what I'm saying, even though it's so fun.
Yeah. That's when you just, the moderation is key.
Yeah.
Having 2 or 3 beers.
That's my problem. Yeah. Moderation.
2-3 beers. Then you get the laid back attitude. You get to have a little fun. You still sleep good. You still wake up feeling mostly okay.
I just get fucking stupid.
Yeah. 2-3 beers. That's that's the key. That's 3-4. We'll call it 3-4.
Yeah.
3-4.
What size cup we talking?
Yeah. So that's yeah. up to your definition of cup size.
Well, what else is going on in your week here? It's been a week.
It has. I'm back. I have not texted Wolford. My weight. I figured I would wait until I'm the same weight as when we left off on the contest before. Okay. And I am. As of this morning, I am the same weight.
Okay.
So I took a little bit of a hit with everything with my mom, but I'm back to the same weight. So
atta boy.
That's the fat update. So far, I'm down 8 pounds, I believe. Seven, 8.
And where's Wolford?
Pounds? I don't know. I haven't texted him for a while. Oh. I have no idea where he is.
Where was he last time?
He was down like 4, I think, and I'm down like 7, which is not good for 6 weeks of challenge, by the way.
Yeah. So we started this in March, beginning of March.
Beginning of March.
So we're until September.
We're about 6-7 weeks in, and having lost 7 or 8 pounds, I'm not feeling great about my progress, but whatever. I have some excuses, I guess.
Extenuating circumstances.
Yeah, but either way. I'm back at it, dude. Hitting it hard. We went for a little run this morning after the gym. We
tried to.
Been getting out when it's nice, going for walks, been eating a little better. Skipped breakfast today so I could have a pizza.
That was a light lunch. It really was.
Relatively.
I mean, relatively. For a pizza buffet,
yeah.
We each had about 3 pieces.
Yeah.
And then you had that salad, which wasn't any better than the pizza, but that's besides the point. And we had about 3 pieces apiece.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I was full, but I wasn't like stuffed and kill myself stuffed.
Right.
And it was nice. It was
a moderation, dude.
Pizza.
That's what it is.
But pizza.
I know. But it's, you know, typically you go and you get 5 plates that are just piled so fucking ridiculously, retardedly high.
Because it's a buffet.
Yeah, and you just shove them all in your face. And even when you're, like, uncomfortably full, you just keep shoveling it in because it's, like, it's $12 either way. You might as well
keep eating. Have the fat person mentality.
Exactly.
Like, I'm going to get my money's
worth. I'm really trying to drop that fat person mentality. I'm really trying hard.
You're doing good.
Yeah.
The drinking, I mean,
I still have the mentality. It's just that I just force myself, sheer willpower, forcing myself to not be such a fat fucking piece of shit.
You eat carrots like a rabbit.
Yes, the other day I was so hungry, and I just, the only thing I could eat that I wouldn't hate myself for eating was a big bag of carrots. Yeah. I just fucking ate carrots.
Yeah. I mean, you like pistachios.
Yeah, I do, but I can eat a million of them.
You can't just like portion it out and do.
Oh, hell no, dude. Portion control is for sissies.
That's what I do. They're all. I have like 2 pounds of almonds in my cabinets, just all each in 1 ounce bags.
Yeah. Oh, I like an almond too.
Almonds are, dude. I got the fucking Way Smokehouse salted. Oh god, they're so salty and delicious.
Yeah.
I mean, my sodium level's got to be out of control. But these are fucking good.
Yeah, that's the hard part. Even when you eat healthy, I have to put unhealthy shit on my healthy shit to make it palatable.
Like salad dressing.
Yeah, salad dressing on my lettuce. I got to put salt on my steamed veggies.
Yeah. Butter.
Butter on vegetables.
I know.
Dip it in cheese. Dip it in Velveeta cheese.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I went to Steak and Shake dressing. A couple of weeks ago, and I got cheese fries for dinner.
Yeah.
And I have a cup of cheese sitting in my fridge right now because I didn't use all of
it. You took home a cup of cheese from Steak and Shake?
It was
low rent, dude. What are you doing?
Drive-thru.
What are you doing with your life, man?
Drive-thru.
Well, okay, that's acceptable.
It was drive-thru, you fucking jerk.
Well, now I feel guilty for making fun of you for it.
I wouldn't take a cup of cheese. I'm not poor.
That's why I said it was low rent.
I know.
Oh, I got to save this half a cup of cheese for later.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Nope, so, did not do that.
Yeah. Anyway, I had a good weekend. I spent a lot of time with the kiddo. Beautiful weather. I love this spring weather.
Dude,
we went to the zoo.
Yep.
We saw lions fucking.
Did you?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Oh, man.
They were like playing, like, started off just playful. They were just like kind of, you know, they have a male and a female, and they were just like on their back legs, like just kind of slapping each other and shit, and it was kind of cool. And then the parents were all saying like, oh, come look, quick. And so all these like little kids come running up. And then the male, like, pushes her to the ground and just starts fucking her. And, you know, the older kids are, like, laughing.
Yeah.
And then the more, like, middle school kids are like, Mommy, what's happening?
Yeah.
And these poor parents seem so embarrassed.
Right.
And, I mean, my kid is, too. She didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
She, you know, she didn't know.
Right.
She just thought that she was looking at lions, and she never even asked what they were doing.
I mean, playing. That's an easy answer for a two-year-old.
Yeah.
Even for a small grade schooler. Oh, they're just playing.
Yeah. But some of these parents were just like, "What? We'll just have to talk about it later. Please stop asking me. Please stop it. Oh, please stop looking. Let's go look at something else."
They're making little kittens.
Yeah, making little cubs. Is it cubs? Lion cubs.
Lion cubs.
Is it lion? That sounds right.
That sounds right.
I don't know if that's right.
Yeah. Though. Lion cubs. I think you're right.
Yeah.
That sounds correct.
Yeah. But it's pretty cool. Yeah. Dude, have you been to the Peoria Zoo?
Not in years. I think the last time I went would have been 15, 16 years ago.
You need to go back. It's pretty cool.
Is it?
Yeah, they do a good job.
Okay.
There's giraffes and rhinos and like shit that a small city like us, right, we shouldn't have nice animals.
Yeah, the last time I was there, I don't think they had much of anything.
Yeah.
It was pretty shitty last time I went. That's why I haven't been back.
Yeah. Got a shitload of monkeys. Got tigers now. Tigers and lions. Do they have
snakes and spiders?
Yeah.
Ugh. That's the worst part. Fucking, what's that place? Wildlife Prairie Park down the street. They have spiders, don't they? They have snakes, at least.
They have snakes in some areas, yeah.
Yeah, I think they have a couple of spiders. Oh, God.
They certainly do when you're out on the trails.
Dude.
Yeah, they jump from trees at you.
Why would you tell me that? They're
called face huggers.
Why would you tell me this?
They hug your face. That's why they call them face huggers.
Well, I've seen wolf spiders that are big enough to do that, and wolf spiders do jump. And they're fucking vicious.
They're harmless.
No, they're
wolf
not.
Wolf spiders, they don't do anything.
They bite you.
No, they bite wolves. That's why they're called wolf spiders.
Tim, I'm going to murder you. That is not why they're called wolf spiders.
I'm pretty sure. I've done my research on this one.
No, they're fucking called wolf spiders because of their coloring.
That doesn't sound right.
It does. It is right. And they're fucking, they can get as big as my fucking hand.
Yeah.
And they do jump at you. They attack. They're aggressive spiders.
Yeah.
I have researched wolf spiders. Yeah. You have not. I'm terrified of them.
Why do you research them then?
Because I want to know what they can do and where they are and their normal habitats.
They're harmless.
Yeah.
They're fine.
They're not, though.
They're fine.
They're mean.
They're fine.
They're mean and they're big. Anyways.
Anyway, yourself.
This is getting boring.
How was your week? What'd you do?
I've had a pretty busy week. This weekend, so I went to Georgia in February.
Yeah.
And filmed some stuff of my great uncle. So I finally...
The racist.
Yeah, the racist. So I finally put that video together. So there was a separate audio and video track. So it took all weekend to fucking piece it together and then export it. So I did that. And then Monday morning, took my car in.
Yeah.
To get the brakes fixed and some other shit looked at. So did that. Picked that up yesterday. Still have to take it back to the dealership to get something covered under warranty.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to do that Friday morning. And then, what else?
Spending way too much money on that piece of shit car, dude.
Well, this one's free.
Still.
But, God damn it.
Yeah, but still.
Okay, fair enough. It is too much money. Spend $1,000 just getting the goddamn...
On your two-year-old car.
I haven't had it for a year.
I know, it's in 13,
right? Oh, 13, yeah.
Yeah, two-year-old.
Yeah. I know, it's bullshit.
It is bullshit.
I have a theory that the person who had it before me knew that there was problems like this, and they just turned it in instead of... fucking keeping it.
I thought they were arrested for dealing drugs.
Well, they were, but I don't know if that is why they got rid of the car. But yeah, they were arrested for selling drugs. That was funny. Found like the prescription thing in my glove box from him.
It is totally a drug dealer car.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
There's
for
no
sure.
doubt about that.
Oh yeah, it's a black Cadillac CTS.
Yeah.
I mean, the windows are even a little tinted just by default.
Yeah. It's fancy.
Well, yeah. So did that yesterday.
Luxury. Luxurious.
Oh yeah, baby. My dog's been a little fucking asshole lately, man. Like barking, like I've been, because it's been so nice out, I've been sleeping with the window open in my bedroom, and any fucking noise he hears, he just starts freaking out over.
Yeah.
So I had to kick him out of my room the other night. It felt like your dog. I would sleep in this fucking closet.
My dog doesn't sleep in a closet.
She sleeps in that little partitioned off area.
What part is it? The laundry room?
Yeah.
It's fine for her.
I'm joking. But yeah, so I had to fucking kick him out, and then I think he's mad at me for that. So he's been fucking crop dusting me all day like a little shit, and I'll just look over and he's fucking giggling at me.
God, yeah, it's like a child and a wife combined in that dog.
Oh my God, I know.
They make little doggy earplugs, you can just put some earplugs in him.
Dude, I when he was snoring real bad, I got these snore pills. Man, they don't do shit.
What is it with you and that dog, man?
I don't know.
What is it with you? It's a weird relationship with you and that dog.
Dude, I'll tell you what, just being alone with them.
You're a hypochondriac for your dog.
Well, no, the snoring pills were not a hypochondriac thing. That was like a shut the fuck up thing.
Well, still, just kick him out, man.
Well,
it's a dog.
Yeah, but...
It's a dog.
I know, but you look at his face and you feel so bad for him.
No, I don't.
You're like...
It's a dog.
You're like, come sleep with me, buddy.
No.
No, fuck you then.
It's a dog.
Anyway, he's been tooting up a storm.
Yeah.
And that's a fucking dog farts. Good times. The worst.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's basically my week.
Boring weeks for both of us.
Boring, but okay. This weekend I have to go help my fucking dad tear apart his living room. And it,
I have to go to a circus. Yeah, I'd rather. Do you want to switch? I'll go tear up the living room. You can go to the circus.
No.
I would prefer the living room.
Yeah.
You know there's going to be wolf spiders all up in that shit.
Yeah, let's switch.
Behind every panel that you have to rip down, there's going to be a wolf spider.
Let's switch.
Maybe two.
Dude, my dad has... That's where I know that they're as big as my fucking hand.
Is your dad afraid of spiders too?
No, not at all.
Good.
But they're at his
How
house.
How did you get it? How did you get the puss gene?
I don't know.
Are your brothers pussies?
Drew is. Yeah. He doesn't like spiders. I don't know about my other brother. I shouldn't have said Drew's name, but whatever. I don't know about my other brother.
Yeah. Pussies.
And I guess I've never asked him about it. I imagine he's afraid of spiders.
Ugh, God.
Because normal people Sickening. Are. I'm not Sickening. Afraid of snakes, though. Snakes don't scare
Great.
Me.
Congratulations.
Fuck you.
Puss.
I'm going to...
You fucking pussy.
We're moving on. Because yeah, fuck
are.
You. You
yeah, we are.
Fucking twat. What you, are you fucking well, cunt bag.
What are we
you
doing?
Cocksucker. Faggot. Whoa.
That got brutal. News stories? What are we doing?
Oh, no. Atomicast. Conspiracies. So I don't have an audio file. Okay. That'll come in May. Like I said, once a month with that.
Okay.
But what I did find was something kind of... Dude, it was... I don't even remember how I fucking stumbled across this website. But it's... I have six of them here. There's six conspiracy theories.
Okay.
By just completely crazy fucking people.
I like these. All right. Do
All right, so this one is titled, There Is No Space, like outer space does not exist.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to read it because it
sounds reasonable.
Yeah. If the sun's light could reach so-called Mars, as the photos from NASA depict, then our night skies would not be dark. If the Earth was truly spherical, then when the sun, then when the Earth would spin on its axis away from the sun, the Earth's sky would still remain lit up. Think of it in this matter. And this example actually kind of makes weird sense.
Okay.
When you walk into a room lit up by a lamp, upon facing the lamp, you have the light directly before you. And if you turned your back against the lamp, the light would no longer be before you, but the surrounding space of that room would still be lit up. The same would apply for space, the space Earth is in. Do you see how this all makes complete sense? Like, I'm starting to agree with the guy. I agree with him entirely.
I mean, I see where he's going. It doesn't make any sense. No, I see where he's going with this.
Well, here, all right. Now, many comeback replies will be, there's nothing to reflect the sun's light between Earth and Mars to light up our night skies.
Yeah, that was my comeback.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's mine too. When you turn around to a lamp, you have a fucking wall.
Yeah, it's a wall.
But it's not the reflection of anything that manages to get the sun's light to reach us here on Earth in the first place. Use the room and lamp example again. There could be a shiny reflective objects in the room, say a ninja sword or an over and under shotgun above the fireplace. But it's not these objects' reflections that are illuminating the surrounding space of the room. It's the lamp. Planets don't exist if the sun's light could reach tens of millions of miles past Earth. Reaching Mars, nobody would be getting any rest at night. There would still be light, and there would be no God.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean...
Nothing about what he said made any sense. He doesn't understand light vacuums and shit like that.
No, I mean, it's clear he's missing some part of physics. I'm not smart enough to explain that. And the thing is, if you're a conspiracy theory that believes crazy shit like that,
yeah,
you're not going to be convinced by... reality anyway, so yeah. It's sort of pointless.
I know.
All you can do is point and laugh and
I know.
Kind of say like, oh, that poor bastard. You kind of feel sorry for people that believe that shit.
It was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
The next one, it's quote 76896. Harry Potter loves Satan. Which, I mean,
is this one of these where like that monster lady that found all the signs on the monster can of why monster represents the devil?
No.
Oh.
Well, maybe it is kind of like that.
She like digs into Harry Potter to figure out why he's the devil worshiper.
Here, I'll this one.
All right, read it.
Genetics is the satanic science, if you wish to call it that. Nothing is more proven of this than the last Harry Potter propaganda, in parens, film, when you can see in the opening scene, which features young Harry Potter first talking, he mimes, this is a little graphic, just to warn you, fucking niggers.
He mimes that?
He mimes fucking niggers.
How do you mime that?
I don't know. I was shocked by this, but if you play the sound backward in his speech, he openly declares his love for Satan's cock. Don't just take my word for it. Reverse Potter's statement 32 minutes and 23 seconds into the
film.
Please
tell me you have an audio clip of that.
I don't. God I don't. Damn it. I looked for one because I didn't want to fuck with the audio on that. I know. I looked for it online. I couldn't find it.
God damn it.
I know. It's in the fourth film, so The Goblet of Fire.
Okay.
Coincidence? I don't think so. Black Friend is merely the homosexual Hogwarts buddies. Well, it turned off. Purely use him as a tool for sexual deviance, interracial orgies. Same goes for Emma Watson, the filthy whore of Babylon.
Oh, yeah, I wish.
Again, this can be linked back to Satanism, unfortunately. Personally, I wouldn't allow, blah, blah, blah. And also, remember, it reaches subliminals and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, apparently Harry Potter loves cock, and Emma Watson is the whore of Babylon.
I love it. The thought of Emma Watson's a whore.
Dude, I know.
Did you ever see my brain?
Have you seen the pictures of her from The Bling Ring? God damn, she looks so hot.
From the what?
The Bling Ring.
What's The Bling Ring?
I don't know. It's some movie about these teenagers who are going around Hollywood breaking into celebrities' homes and stealing shit.
No.
It's called The Bling Ring.
Hot.
She looked fucking crazy hot. Yeah. And I've never seen the movie. I don't want to, but damn,
she's
dude.
She's incredibly beautiful.
She's wearing like short little skirts and shit.
Yeah.
It's weird because like she's so young.
She's not anymore now.
I know,
right?
But she, like
early 20s or mid 20s.
I know, but it's weird watching someone grow up.
I know.
And being that attracted to them. But I'm only attracted to her when she has long hair. The short hair doesn't do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the pixie thing. Yeah. Yeah, I kind of agree.
This is quotes 67329. Slavery never existed.
Yeah.
You know, I think I need to pen a post regarding the fact that slavery actually never existed in the United States. Did you all know that African Americans descend from African immigrants?
What?
Who arrived in North America during the 16th century after a famine in Africa forced them to find more fertile lands? It's true. Apparently, this nonsense about slavery and the so-called civil rights movement of the 1960s was a complete sham orchestrated by a small minority of extremist Afro-Americans bent on world domination. I'm telling you, I met a couple of African Americans who told me all about this. And what they told me just flew in the face of everything I've ever read in history books, etc. Really incredible that there actually never was a single slave in either North or South America.
So he talked to a black couple that said there was no slaves, and so he just thinks that there was no slaves now.
And it just flew in the face of everything he's ever read in history books.
Because one couple told him that?
Yes.
Is that really what he's saying?
Yes, that's really what he's saying.
God damn it. There's a, I don't know, man. It's like the Holocaust deniers.
I know.
You know, I think that if something is so, like, overwhelmingly bad,
yeah,
they just can't wrap their brain around maybe. That it was something that happened or something, so they just have to, like, pretend, like, oh, no, that just didn't...
I don't get it.
A black dude told me that it didn't happen, so I couldn't have, so these history books must be wrong. That black dude over there told me. Like, that he has any inside information on it.
150 years later, that black guy knows what's up, and everyone else doesn't. This is quote 80071. It's called Plate Tectonics.
Mm-hmm.
CNN deliberately doesn't tell you what direction Japan moved because if they did, it would falsify plate tectonics. That's all it says. What the fuck? What direction Japan moved? What the fuck does that mean?
These conspiracy guys drive me fucking nuts.
Here is quote number 81378. Hey, smirk at Trump all you want, but if it weren't for Donald Trump, Osama bin Laden would still be alive. Yeah, I'm serious. If it weren't for Donald Trump, Osama bin Laden would still be alive.
What role did Donald Trump have to play in that?
I don't know.
That's all it says?
That's all it says. I copied everything in entirety from all these quotes. And here's
these
the last one.
People.
This is entitled Mind Control.
Okay.
You obviously don't know a thing about modern mind control. It is not done
That's
using...
That's true, I don't.
It is not done using satellites or radio broadcasts. Not directly, anyways. That is obsolete technology, and the old standby of aluminum foil shielding is useless. Now it is done using subliminal messages in your cell phones combined with minute doses of
minute.
Yeah, minute. Thank you. Doses of psychotropic molecules that readily bind to something receptors. I can't read that fucking word. The agents are ingested and absorbed in the small intestines, but are masked in the body by metabolites of aspartame or fructose.
So he's throwing in a bunch of large words to make it seem like he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, and he's saying that something gets ingested into our small intestine.
Gotcha.
And controls our fucking mind.
That sounds reasonable. Yeah, these, I hate conspiracy theories. Theorists.
That was...
You threw me off with that fucking thing.
I was trying to. I turned it up when you were talking.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
I hate these conspiracy theorists.
They're so
None
dumb.
Of their shit makes sense. But you can't talk to them about it. You can't convince them otherwise. You just fucking have to nod your head like an idiot.
I did read one today that actually would kind of make sense, that the Kennedys actually killed Marilyn Monroe so she didn't come forward and say that she fucked him.
There's some things like that that seem reasonable, but yeah. I still don't buy them.
No, it's probably not true, but that's a more reasonable one.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that space doesn't actually exist.
Yeah, the 9/11 truthers are just, those guys fucking drive me nuts. And I used to have a Facebook friend, like a guy I went to grade school with,
yeah,
that would post all this shit about, you know, the truth and stuff. And I finally had to just unfriend him. Yeah. I couldn't fucking stand it.
What else can you do? You can't do shit.
It seemed like every day I was tempted to be like, dude, you're full of shit. Like,
I know.
What do you think what do you think happened to the people on the plane? If there was no plane involved. What happened to the people on the plane?
Would they just say a missile? Is that
he thought a missile? Yeah,
there was that theory that the missile hit the Pentagon.
Yeah,
not the airplanes.
Well, yeah, but that was still.
Yeah,
where's those people on that supposed airplane?
I know, I don't fucking know. These people are they're out of their minds.
Yeah,
clearly,
complete loons.
I mean, there's no denying that, and they can't face reality whatsoever. It's not just like not being able to face an evil; they just can't face reality.
Yeah,
because like the movie that plays in their head is so much more interesting than what's actually going on.
Right,
and that's true. Fucking movies are more interesting than the truth most Absolutely. Of the time.
Yeah, the reality is boring.
Yeah,
unfortunately, yeah. And the reality and you know, even with these horrible events like 9/11 or slavery or the Holocaust,
right.
It's boring. It happened.
Yeah.
It's horrible. But the truth is just the plain things that you see, man. That's it.
I don't know if I'd say the Holocaust was boring. That seems like that'd be a pretty fucking crazy thing. I'm not making a joke.
You know
right
what
now.
I mean? The truth of it is boring. It's just that it's something that happened. It was horrible.
Yeah.
But it's, you know.
Yeah. The crazy shit that you read about that, though, man. God damn. I just can't, like, the doctors that would just do shit to people, you know. I know that we owe a lot of modern science to shit they did.
Yeah,
but damn, they fucked up a lot of things to
I know.
Get there.
It's crazy. Yeah, we went to Dachau.
Yeah,
when we were in Germany, yeah. And they had this whole part of it on the experience they did to pregnant women.
Yeah,
at the camps, and they would, you know, impregnate women, like make them get impregnated, like fucking breeding dogs.
Yeah,
so they could perform these experiments on weird stuff.
I watched some documentary on just World War II and like blue-haired blonde girls, blue-eyed blonde-haired girls.
Yeah,
blue-haired girls. They would take them, basically raise them to marry Nazis and pump out kids.
Yeah,
like that was if you were blonde with blue eyes. Like, that's what you did. Mm-hmm. Like, that was going to be your future. You were just going to pump out babies.
Yeah.
And some of these girls were young, like 12, 13. Just as soon as they bled, they just pumped them up.
Yeah. Creepy. Those fucking creeps.
Anyways, Hitler. We're at a song break time.
Yep.
So this is a band.
Who's it? Who's it, Shay?
I know. I can't see the name of it.
Who's it? Just guess.
The band is called A Skylit Drive, and it's a Journey cover. And I can't actually see the title of the cover right now, so we'll...
It'll be a big surprise.
Yeah, we'll figure that out later. So here's A Skylit Drive.
A bum bum.
Ba-dum bum.
That was Don't Stop Believing.
Yes, by Journey.
By Everclear.
That song was called Separate Ways by A Skylit Drive.
Got it.
Yeah, buddy.
So, yeah, Shay, pal. If they want to reach out and touch the show, how would they reach out and touch the show?
You need to come up with a better thing for that. You keep saying the same thing over and over. They could stop looking at me. Stop. You can email the show.
I'm not entertaining.
Atomicast. What?
I'm not entertaining your criticisms, Shay.
I don't care.
I'm going to pretend like you didn't say that.
Okay. You can email the show at atomicast1@gmail.com.
Or call the voicemail 832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
Dump.
You say the same thing every time, Shay. Why don't you mix it up? Find another fucking series of letters that you can spell with those numbers.
Okay.
Social media stuff, atomicast.com.
But then people wouldn't know that it's a dump.
But it doesn't need to be dump. It could be something else.
Oh.
Like FUMP, right? That'd be the same thing. DEF, yeah, FUMP.
Yeah.
There you go. I figured one out for you. You're welcome.
Good for you.
But why would they want to call us? For what reason?
Well, if they want drinking advice, I think we can help them with that.
Not anymore. We're sober.
Well, but
we're dry.
We still know the tricks.
Dry drunks.
We still know the tricks of the trade.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
I have a killer fried chicken recipe.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. But I do have a good pizza dough recipe.
Yeah.
If they want pizza dough recipes, as always, naked pictures of Tim would be appreciated.
How would they get that?
You would give them to us. They email the show saying, I want one.
Okay.
You'd send it out.
Yes, you'll get it.
They can see your Louis C.K. ass.
Yeah, no problemo.
Or if they want advice, because we're geniuses at everything that we do, and we're successful people, and fuck you.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Et cetera,
et cetera. There you go. To that end, I have some advice column questions for us, Shay.
Let's do it.
Specifically to us. I think me and you can speak to this.
Okay.
I don't think college is for me. It's not that I dislike my major or anything. I'm just so fed up with my life revolving around it. All I do is go to class, come home, work on homework, and then study, shower, go to sleep. I hardly have time to do anything that I enjoy. The more I go through it, the less happy I've become. I'm only in my freshman year. My student loans are still low. If I left now, I could pay them off in a reasonable amount of time. I think that I'd like to find an apprenticeship or a trade school. I guess I see it more practical to have a skill. I'm just really not sure. I've thought about this a lot, yet I'm still having trouble putting everything into words. I don't want to be viewed as a disappointment by my parents, but I know they wouldn't take it too well if I told them this. It's only been a year, and I'm ready to be finished with college. I don't enjoy it. The grass is always greener, or am I right to think I could do okay for myself without college?
You know, I mean, neither one of us have real degrees.
Right.
It's hard now, though, because college is just one of those things that you do. You know, and just you and I feel like, are really, truly exceptions in this whole thing, and because of our skills.
Yeah.
If you don't have the skill, I don't know what. Yeah, he could quit college, pay off his loans relatively quickly, depending on how much they are. But I mean, you'd still have a shit job. I agree. Like, go to trade school, do something that matters, like that you want to do, and you can take a 2-year course on.
Yeah.
Something that's actually going to benefit you, not, you know, history of Russia in 1850 to 1860.
Right.
You know, that's not going to benefit you later in life at all. Do something that's going to be better for you, and fuck your parents, especially if you're the one paying the loans.
Don't fuck your parents. That's bad advice.
Oh.
It's not Wincest, Shay.
God, it should be. I mean, if you're paying off the loans, who cares? Just let them deal with it. They're not sending you to college.
Yeah.
They can get the fuck over it. Do what you want. Be happy. Fuck college.
I mostly agree, but I am very pro trade school. I think the trade schools are a great idea. And
hell,
that's
yeah,
basically what I did. I think I got lucky going into the development side, that I just happened to be good at it, and it was a field that was growing. But I would have done just fine being a designer, and I just went to a 2-year design school.
Right. Yeah.
I would have been plenty successful doing that.
Yep.
And I think, find something you're good at and go to a trade school.
Absolutely.
If you're not good at much, you got to just pick something.
Yeah.
So, like, be a plumber. And if you become a really good plumber, oh, yeah, welders, you can make a shitload of money welding.
Yeah, 6 figures for sure.
Yeah. And, I mean, you got to, you know, it's like any job. You got to work your way up.
Electrician.
You're not going to go right in and make 6 figures as a welder and an electrician.
Make 50, 60,000, though.
Yeah, it takes time, but you can do it. I swear, it would be the best day of my life if my kid tells me they want to go to, like, a cosmetology school or something. Really? It's going to be cheap? Yeah. They'll get out? Yeah. They'll have, like, a marketable skill?
Yeah.
Get right in there. Get to work. Not have a lot of debt.
Always need haircuts and makeovers.
It's true.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of the things that people do now, they get their degree and they spent $80,000 getting their degree, and
so
then they work at a fucking JCPenney's, you know?
Well, yeah, I know. And it's like, you know, like doctors and lawyers.
Yeah.
They have so much debt coming out of college.
Yeah.
But it's a lot, but even just normal people going to normal fucking colleges come out with similar debt just because it's so fucking expensive. Fuck paying, like, years and years of college if you hate it.
Yeah, it's insanely expensive, and I don't think it's necessary for success. It is if you want to work in a cubicle, have an office job, then you kind of have to,
but
this kid would be happy with the trade school, dude, go to trade school.
I know. It's really hard, too. I mean, especially because it's true. A lot of people are getting jobs at malls and shit.
Yeah.
They can't find anything else.
Yeah. This is a deep one, Shay.
Okay.
Get ready. This is intense. I was invited to a party of someone I barely know. And while I was dicking around, I saw a porn folder on his laptop, and with his permission, I started to go through it. I found child porn. I was like, what the fuck? And he said he gets it off Darknet. I don't know. I don't even know what Darknet is.
It's probably something he made up.
Yeah. I'm at a moral impasse as to what to do. The thing is, the guy is still in high school. If I report him, that could literally ruin his entire life. No college, jail for years, where he's likely to be brutally beaten or worse, labeled a sex offender just because he was an edgy teenager. Haven't we all been there? But I feel like I can't just let this go by. It haunts me. Also, it's not like he took the photos, so I can't be locking up one random kid with no effects on the child porn ring as a whole. I've had advice from a group of close friends, and they have given me conflicting advice. So I turn to you, Atomicast.
You know, okay, so I think before today, it's funny that you're reading this today. Before today, I probably would have just said, fuck it, turn his ass in.
Yeah.
But I just earlier today, I read this thing on Reddit by, it was this pedophile. And there's a difference between pedophile and child molester.
Yeah.
He's a pedophile. He's attracted to young girls who like are just hitting puberty.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's wrong by all standards. You know? But the way he was describing it, he was like, I can't help it. I'm attracted to it. I don't act out on it. And maybe what, you know, having the child porn is acting out.
Yeah.
But just, you know, someone like that who really can't help it. I think that, you know, if they don't act out on it, they shouldn't be penalized for it. I mean, things are you're attracted to what you're attracted to.
Yeah.
This guy actually having it on his computer, I think he should absolutely turn the guy in. Yeah, he's still in high school, but he knows that's not fucking right. He knows that he has to go to Darknet to get it. He knows it's illegal to have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucking wrong to have pictures of children on your computer. Turn his ass in.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Yeah, he says he's still in high school, but I don't know what that means. Is this kid 15? Is he 18?
Either way, I mean, still.
I think that you have to turn somebody in, but if it's a 15-year-old and he's got pictures of a 13-year-old, to me, that's just sort of like...
I feel like if they were 15, he wouldn't be calling that child porn.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It is tough. I would have the same conflict as he does of just like, if it's 15 and 13, and we don't know. We don't know what the ages are.
Yeah.
That to me is just sort of like, that's almost normal. It's not, it isn't.
I know.
But it's not.
I would have fucked a 13-year-old when I was 15.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's so close to being normal. But you know what I mean?
If it's 15 and 9, how's that change?
That makes my stomach hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, that's bad.
Yeah.
So I guess he would just have to. I mean, at the end of the day, you just have to listen to your conscience. If your conscience is telling you have to do it, then you have to do it. You got to turn him in,
yeah.
And that's it. And if he's a minor, hopefully he won't be labeled a sex offender for his whole life. Hopefully the judge will be a little
child porn. I feel like they'd take that pretty serious.
Yeah,
having it physically on your
there is something to this, and I kind of agree. I mean, this is why children are not prosecuted like adults.
Yeah,
they make decisions without. They don't know what it means to make these decisions. And the fact that he had this child porn and it was just, he told this borderline stranger just like, hey, yeah, go look at my fucking computer. Right. What do I care? Look in my porn folder. What do I care?
Yeah.
I don't think he knows the gravity of this.
Yeah.
I don't think he gets it.
Right.
And I do think that that's.
I think someone's going to turn him in though. The guy already confided in a group of close friends.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, wait for someone. Just tell everybody else. I know. And let somebody else turn him in.
I mean, that's basically what he's fucking doing.
Yeah, it is sort of indirectly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. You need to tell. I would err on the side of telling an authority. You don't want to be, you don't want to be a party to that.
You don't want. Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, seriously, because now that he's looked at it.
Yeah.
You know, someone could be like, oh yeah, they were looking at it.
Yep.
I had to jump ahead of it.
Yep. All right. Hang on. I'm trying to find a good one.
Okay.
It turns out I just got shitty ones, Shay. I just got shitty ones.
These people should email better questions.
So I work a job, 8 to 4:30 job. I've worked there for nearly 10 years. The pay is great. The benefits are awesome, but I'm very unhappy. I'm 25 years old and fear being one of those old women who wish that they'd spent more time with family or doing things that they love. I recently started taking anxiety meds because the stress is really hitting me hard. She's 25. I don't feel like I'm doing anything useful. I feel like I'm in this crazy cycle. I sit and stare at a computer all day. I've gained weight. I've lost passion to do the things I love. I don't volunteer anymore. I don't draw. This job is sucking the life out of me. I'm mentally drained every day. I don't hang out with friends anymore. I'm a really good photographer, writer, artist, and editor. I'm great at whatever I put my mind to.
Okay, fuck her now.
The end.
I don't like her.
Should she quit her job?
Yeah. She should. She's 25 years old.
Yeah.
You can easily jump around and find a different job.
She's had this job for 10 years.
How do you do that?
She got this job when she was 15.
I know.
It can't be a great job.
Yeah. It's got to be like in a factory where she worked herself up to, you know.
Yeah.
Or not a factory, a restaurant.
Yeah. Retail shop.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be any number of things.
Something like that.
There's no way that it's going to be a good job.
No, it's not a swanky
and
office
so
job.
Yeah, go ahead and quit. That's fine.
Yeah.
But I think that's around the age that this shit starts hitting, I think.
Well,
it's they used to call it a quarter life crisis. I don't know if that is still the term that they use.
Well, no, it's funny. Okay, so it's funny. Just like Sunday, I felt like I was going through a little quarter life crisis.
You're too old for that.
I know,
dude,
but
you're closing in on a midlife crisis, bro.
I know.
How's that feel?
Well, I was Googling to see what the age
are.
Pretty bad. No, but seriously, because I was thinking about like the shit, and I kind of feel the same way she does. I just don't have a passion to really do much, and
yeah.
Like, it's kind of don't have drive. Like, I'm just complacent in my place. And it's a great place to be. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's
right.
Great, but it's just kind of like, I used to be excited to, like, go out and do things and go film movies and
yeah,
just do anything I could to get out of the house. Now, I'm just like, I don't want to fucking leave the house ever.
Yeah. I'm older than you. I'm 35, and I still have a little bit of that passion. I still have a little bit of that desire to do something else, but not like I did 10 years ago. I mean, not even close. I mean, 10 years ago, it was just like, I want to do comics. I want to do movies. I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to do this. And I did end up quitting my job twice around that age to pursue other interests and, you know, start my own businesses and do this. And yeah, now I'm kind of with you, dude.
Yeah.
Just I work my job. I'm off my job and I just want to dick around, go on walks and, you know, whatever. And I don't think complacency is bad. 25 is maybe a little too young to be complacent. So, yeah, take a few years, try to do something that gets your passion out. But also, there's no way that you're a good photographer, writer, artist, and editor. It's just not something that's true.
Yeah.
There's no possible way.
Stop lying.
You need to look at yourself a little more realistically and get a job that you're capable of doing.
You're probably a manager at McDonald's.
I mean, I can't imagine. There's just no way that can be a good job. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. So. Seems unlikely.
Yeah. All right. Hi, Atomicast. About a week ago, I restarted college. So far, it's been fine, but I've made a few people mad at me for no reason. I'm a 19-year-old dude who generally takes a while to settle in with new people. Whoopsie, I'm fucking stuff up.
God damn it, Tim.
Sorry, bro.
Fuck.
Sorry, bro.
Come on. Come on. You can totally derail this entire fucking show.
I know. Sorry about that. So after about a week of spending time with my new classmates, I found four other dudes, the only guys in a class out of 34 students that I felt comfortable around. Well, this didn't go well with a few girls from my class. I was showed tweets of them saying, I find Zach and his friends irritating. It's like they have finally shown their true colors after a week, and that really made me mad since I have never spoken with them before or even interacted with them in any way. Then they go on and saying how it was a joke and how I should just chill out. So I said something in class, in the class chat along the lines of, okay, I will shut the fuck up from now on. And I never really talked to any of you, not your friend. Obviously, it wasn't a joke. They half-assed apologized, but they were still acting hostile in class. And today I was shown tweets of them calling me a weak-ass fuckboy. I read this whole question just to hit that line. A weak-ass fuckboy.
I was going to stop you in the question because I was getting annoyed with that question.
No, dude, you got to wait until I hit the weak-ass fuckboy.
Okay.
I'm not the type to want drama, and I really just want a peaceful class environment. Any advice that you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, grow a pair of fucking balls.
This guy's so full of shit. He's a total asshole. I can tell just by reading this, he's a dick.
He sounds like a pussy.
He's a pussy and
he
a dick.
He sounds like a weak-ass
fuckboy.
He's both
a pussy and a dick. He can go fuck himself.
Seriously, fuck this guy.
Do you see how I tied that together, Shay?
Yeah.
A pussy and a dick.
Yep.
He can fuck himself.
Yep,
that
I like it.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Write that down.
No.
Write that down. I want that on my tombstone when I die.
Okay, deal. I can make sure that happens.
Yeah, this guy needs to relax.
He needs to get the fuck over it, dude. It's the first week. You're 19. You're still basically in high school. Shut up.
I like this one just because of how naive it is. Okay, so there's a girl I like. I'm a freshman in high school. She's in two of my periods. There are 8 periods, 4 one day and 4 the next. So I see her every day. I'm afraid to go up and say hi to her. I'm not confident enough to do it. I also don't know if she has a boyfriend or not. So any advice to talk to her? Any way to be more confident? Also, I don't want to be one of those guys getting giant gifts because I can't afford it. And I want her to like me for me and not the gifts. I think this is a concern that people have when they are freshmen in high school, when they're 14. When they don't really know anything about the world. This guy, he'll grow up. That was a long
I had to find it.
No shit. And I had to just fumble around until you did.
The kid's 14 years old. He's 14, 15. He's a freshman in high school. You're going to be a pussy. You will be for a while.
Yeah. You just got to just work through it.
And what do you... You can't... Yeah, don't buy her fucking gift, but if you don't have any money, then you can't take her out either. So what are you going to do? Talk on the phone?
Yeah, it's like going out in like the early high school. They just write notes. I guess these days they like posts on Instagram or something.
Yeah.
Shit, dude, I'm too old.
They Snapchat chat at each other. Yeah. Snapchat. Which I don't understand one bit.
Yep. All right, I got one more.
Okay.
I've been out of college for a year and have only had part-time jobs. So the last part-time job I had was 39 hours a week.
Oh my God.
My experiences with work and all the things I want to do with my life often make me feel paralyzed with fear. I absolutely do not want to work 9 to 5, 9 to 5 every day in a week, 48 weeks a year for the next 50 years. I'm American.
48 weeks a year?
I know. He doesn't know how to do math.
No.
Because four Americans only get 2 weeks a year of vacation, not four.
That's not an American. I mean, that's a company thing, fucking moron.
Is it possible to live moderately comfortable and not work much?
No.
I'd welcome any ideas or suggestions.
You're clearly not smart enough to be able to do that, so no.
Unless you claim disability.
You can't do math. You will not be smart enough to be one of those guys who sits around and does nothing.
Can't you get a disability or something, or Social Security?
For being an idiot? No.
That's you can't claim disability for being an idiot?
No, I don't believe so. I don't think that's how that works.
How much money do you think it takes to just live moderately? He says moderately comfortable. What does that mean to you?
What area are we talking?
I don't know. Let's just say a Peoria. Does it matter? I think that it's defined in the same terms.
40,000 to 45,000. That's moderately.
So what would... No, that's too much for moderately.
Is it?
Yeah.
Dude, my brother makes less than that, and he's not.
Yeah, but he's a fucking idiot.
Well, yeah.
Listen, I made, I guess it was 10 years ago, so inflation has had some impact on it, but I made $32,000.
Yeah.
Sold cell phones, and I owned a house and a car that was nice enough to get me to the cell phone place and back. I wasn't saving anything. I didn't have money to spare, really.
If that was you today, I don't think you would have bought that house, though. I don't think you would have been able to.
Why not?
Because, that whole housing bubble thing was, they gave everybody houses. I don't know if a $32,000 a year salary could have bought a house.
Well, they say that your house should cost twice your salary and your car should cost half your salary. That's sort of the general.
Yeah, right.
Just rules to live by.
So you could have bought a $60,000 house.
I did.
Oh, you did buy a $60,000?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a $64,000 house.
Oh, well, fuck. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Maybe you could have.
68, maybe.
I don't know.
I mean, it was not much more expensive. Yeah.
This guy just sounds like a lazy shit. I'm just
no, he's clearly a lazy shit.
Yeah.
But I think that you can live moderately comfortable and have like sort of a shitty job that isn't really stressful.
Yeah.
But you have to work.
Yeah, you're still going to have to do things.
The best you can do is like what we do.
Yeah.
Work from home and get on a schedule that's basically, you get to kind of make your own schedule and shit.
I got an email for this guy last week.
Yeah.
You can make $2,000 a week sitting at home.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, one of those. Just respond to your emails, dude.
Yeah, or look for Nigerian princes. Sometimes they
have
opportunities for
you.
They
have good deals.
Data entry, sometimes or others.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We got, I don't know, 6-7 minutes. Shay, do you want to do your news stories?
Yeah, we can do these quickly.
Do it. Do it quick.
I'll do them quick.
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 You're going way too slow already. You need to bump it up, kid. Bump it up. I don't hear enough bumping. Where's the bumps?
Woman stabbed her husband because of the smell of his poo.
Uh-oh, I better watch out. If that's something you can get stabbed for.
Completely relates to you. You have smelly shit.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Emmy Mamia, 29, slashed her husband across the face with a knife after he left the toilet, according to Japanese press and police. Apparently, she was livid at the smell the 34-year-old left lingering in the stall. The report suggests that her anger was ignited further when the man in question tried to help their 3-year-old son use the toilet without washing his hands first. The toilet stinks so much that the child cannot even use it.
Is that your Japanese impression?
Yeah.
It was pathetic.
So she stabbed him in the face. Yeah, I don't do impressions.
No, clearly.
Cookie Monster arrested in Times Square after allegedly grabbing teens' breasts.
Cookie Monster.
A 16-year-old tourist was groped in Times Square on Sunday as she visited Times Square, that's weird, with a tour group. The alleged perpetrator is a New Jersey man who was working in the Times Square. Dude, they need to stop saying Times Square.
Why?
Because they're saying it too much. Dressed as the beloved sugar-addicted character Cookie Monster from Sesame Street.
B is for boobies. It's good enough for me.
NYPD spokesperson says the unidentified teen was walking with her tour group outside Toys R Us at 5:30 p.m.
gets better and better.
When the 48-year-old Renolfo Perez, dressed as Cookie Monster, pulled the victim into a hug and forcibly touched her breasts. He was arrested at the scene and charged with forcible touching in a manner injurious to a child less than 17.
Ooh, yikes.
As well as second-degree harassment.
I didn't catch it. It was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, it said minors, teen girl's breasts.
Well, I didn't. Yeah. 18. 19.
Yeah.
19's funny. 17, creepy.
Yeah. Perez's arrest is the latest incident involving the Times Square costume characters. A mentally ill man who dresses as Elmo has been arrested multiple times for disorderly conduct after he accosted passerby with anti-Semitic remarks. That's all I'm going to read.
Okay.
Mathematician develops equation for hipster paradox. This relates to you directly.
Why?
Because you're a fucking hipster.
What?
Seattle is known for many... Yourself. Seattle is known for many things: rain, coffee, technology, and a thriving hipster culture. French mathematician Jonathan Toubou has created an equation that analyzes the hipster phenomenon, claiming that in all actuality, all hipsters, known for their funky fashion sense, appear to look the same. According to the hipster paradox, based on a mathematical formula, when nonconformists try and stray from mainstream trends, they oftentimes end up making the same choices because they are too slow to spot trends that are no longer popular. As a result, hipsters being so bent on being unique that they tend to adopt similar styles and ironically become uniform.
Yeah, you can see that with the hipsters.
Yeah. This one I like.
I'm not a hipster, by the way. I'm too old to be a hipster.
You were a hipster before there were hipsters.
I was a hipster before it was cool.
That's the definition.
Fuck yeah.
AA sponsor turns in Evans woman for underage party. Look at this picture.
She's cute.
She's very cute.
Yeah.
Listen to this fucking story. An Evans woman opened up to her Alcoholic Anonymous sponsor and ended up in jail, partly based on what she revealed about an underage party and sex romp at her home. Stop yawning. Are these boring you?
Yeah. Your voice just puts me to sleep.
Oh, good.
I can't take it.
Good. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. I'm going to touch your penis tonight. And when you come, it'll be so grand.
It's got dirty. I don't like it anymore.
Okay. Rachel Lendhart, 35, was charged Monday with two counts of contributing to the delinquency of a minor for allegedly providing marijuana and alcohol to minors in her home. So I'll jump down. Her kids were at their father's one night when her 16-year-old daughter texted her, asked her if her and her friends could come over and party. She said, come on, let's party. She allowed her teen daughter and her friends to drink and smoke marijuana. The group of minors and her, this is where it gets good, played Naked Twister in the living room.
Oh, that's weird.
Lanhart had sex with an 18-year-old in the bathroom while the others continued to play Twister.
What's all right? 18's legal, right?
Yeah. Lenhart told her sponsor that she was still horny afterwards, so she brought her sex toys out in the living room and began to use them on herself in front of the group.
Yikes.
The group and Lenhart then got in her hot tub naked where the party continued. Lenhart said she was asleep in her bed and woke up around 3:30 a.m. when she felt someone having sex with her. She thought it was the 18-year-old, but realized it was her daughter's 16-year-old boyfriend. The daughter later told her mother that she felt guilty because the boyfriend's 10-inch penis was too large for her and he needed to have sex with her mother instead.
Jesus.
It really kind of went way the fuck out there.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Weird. There's some fucking weird people in this world, man.
I know. I'll just do one more. Perth woman sorry for squirting police officer in the face with breast milk. A Perth woman has apologized for squirting breast milk at a female police officer during a strip search. Eric Leader, 26, from Callista in Perth's South, was arrested on a warrant last week and taken into police custody. It is alleged that while she was being strip searched at the police station, the 26-year-old grabbed her breast and squirted milk onto a female police officer's forehead, arms, and clothing. I just wanted to say, I'm sorry to the officer, and there's not much that I can say besides the fact that I wasn't really myself at the time. So don't squirt and breast milk in officers.
Don't strip search nursing mothers. I think is the real thing there. Or,
I mean, she obviously did something wrong to get strip searched.
Well,
and then she squirted breast milk at an officer of the law.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Anywho, is it?
All right. We done here?
We're done here.
Email the show.
TomCast1@gmail.com.
Dude, you say that the same way every time. What's the deal?
I said that differently.
What's the dilly?
Sometimes you go, you can email us at atomicast1@gmail.com.
Voicemail 832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
Fump.
Thank you. Social media stuff.
Atomicast.com.
Atomicast.
Atomicast.com.
This is Tim.
This is Shay. Go fuck yourselves, Ohio.
To become one with Atomicast, all you got to do is email or call atomicast1@gmail.com. That's your virtual ticket to heaven, or 832-819-DUMB. That's 832-819-3867. Leave us a message as soon as you can, and we'll all hash out a new plan on the Atomicast, yeah. Atomicast.
ATOMICAST.com.